Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Ducklings. A hex. Washing pillows.
Ugh, good morning, Poog. And I already was going to text you and say, we can't have video on for this.
Well, we want video of you ice rolling, and
let me do the math.
I'm doing video. The people love it. It's as simple as that.
It's Sunday morning, if I may.
It sure
and
is.
I found myself awake. I went to bed at 1:30. I woke up at 7:30. It's just not enough sleep for me, Jacqueline.
Well, no, it's simply not for anyone. And let's take a minute with this. So ice rolling's real for you.
Yeah.
Because I have one sitting in the freezer.
I have to say that when my eyes feel puffy, it's also just kind of helps you wake up. It's an emotional right. thing as well. This is a cheap ice roller.
I have the same one, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ice, like, right? So what are they going
to... I like it. Although I have to say, the wheel mechanism on this right now...
is catching?
Oh, no. She's rolling.
Okay.
But under the eyes, I will say when I do it for a little while... It does wake up the eyes.
Did you ever explore? Sorry, I just did like a disgusting sniffle, and I
didn't even hear it.
Found myself wondering if you ever explored those nasal strips that open up your nose. You know what I'm talking about, right? The ones that people would
breathe
sleep
right.
With, call it yeah.
No, for snoring.
They ever intrigue you? Well, I feel like you know everything's marketed for snoring.
I feel like I've said this on Poo before, but you know what we all know now is like you have to breathe through your nose. Like mouth breathing leads to like. Instant death.
Yeah, instant death and like massive.
And like hideousness.
Well, you know about like the incels and mewing?
What?
I know I've brought up mewing in the past.
What?
But like, well, there's all sorts of things. Basically, mewing, which Dr. Mew has, you know, your tongue is supposed to be pressed against the roof of your mouth at all times. Okay. Since childhood.
Good luck.
Oh. Yeah. I've been working on it. I've been working on it. Suction to the top. Okay.
You know what's weird? I sometimes do that because a jaw doctor once because of all my jaw shit.
And he said to do that?
It's supposed to relax It's supposed to be your tongue behind your teeth towards mm-hmm. the top of your mouth. It's supposed to be a neutral relaxation spot for your jaw.
Yeah. This is the trend. Okay. This is the new, I don't even know what to say. Omega-3 tongue posture. Okay. It's big. But there are these, like, I think there are these Reddit like groups, and I don't know. I've heard that it's sort of popular in the incel community because they can develop a jaw and a chin.
Whoa.
That they never had. And then on the other side of it, on the kind of facial yoga feminization side, there's a lot. On that end, it's about, double chin, the whole thing. Because if you do, you know, not to be disgusting in the sense of whatever, but if you do, obviously heinous forehead posture, but, and then.
Well, you have to describe, I don't know how to describe what you're doing.
Well, just say I'm in profile.
Okay.
I mean, I just said it. Okay.
Wait, is something happening?
Yeah, watch my neck. Just look, watch my jawline.
But if I can hardly see it, the listeners can see it even less.
Well, the listeners can't see it at all.
I know. That's what I mean.
I know, but they're going to look at it. I just want you to see it and have a reaction.
Okay.
And I stand by the fact that Steve Martin's greatest comedy album, okay, was full of visual jokes.
God bless you.
And I love it.
Okay, I see your swinging your throat.
All right, whatever. The point is it creates a sharp line from the jaw. And also the people are Googling is what I'll say.
Mewing?
People are wildly Googling at this moment. Well, shall I take us through our list? Because I have 65 things to discuss.
I'm coming back. I
have
can't
you had
believe...
coffee? Or are you off it?
Yeah, I have some right here. No, off coffee? Never.
A couple things. I already fought a roach this morning.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
I went outside. To the back a little area, and okay. I glance up the side of movement.
Eating some dried fruit
inside my house.
Oh,
okay. So I glance up to my window and I see my curtain, and running up it, walking up it, is a roach, and a big one. You know, not the biggest,
fuck,
but I'd say about 85% biggest. You know, just sharp, everything, every detail of a roach. You know what I mean? This roach was not blurry. Okay, and up it goes, and it's disappearing into a fold.
No.
I take a shot, like a photograph. I'm not going in. I immediately send it to Chris, who's sleeping. Okay. And say, I need you to come down because, you know, he handles them. Now, if it were you and me in a cave and there were a roach, okay, I don't know what you and me, I don't know which one of us would step up.
Remember? Wait, Jacqueline, I trapped a roach in a glass that one time, remember? In our hotel room?
Oh, that was incredible. Yeah, that was beautiful. And we left it under the glass.
To suffer.
Well, just, I don't know. I don't know if that's suffering or if that's like slowly falling asleep.
Yeah, I was like, I can't smash it, but I need it contained in an area simulating death. I need it to essentially die.
And I also think in a hotel room, I think you've done enough. I think if you've chased a roach into the bathtub, the spa bathtub, as they call it.
Yeah.
The big, luxurious, huge mirror over it, you know, where, you know, hedge fund guys like stare at themselves, whatever, that whole thing.
Yeah, they jerk off in the mirror.
I always like to prime you to say these things, you know. Yeah, to trap it under the glass and say, I think the hotel's going to have to do the rest on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God Chris comes down. And by now it's disappeared into the very top of the folds. And I see him looking, and I'm trying to see, like, based on his movements, if I can tell whether he's at least identified its location. It's not. He doesn't know what to fucking do. Okay, he's like, can't find it. He's looking elsewhere. I'm just like, I'm going to a hotel.
Yeah.
I was like, I will not be inside today. I guess I'm going to have to do a full clean, a full, you know, move every piece of whatever, and then wait for them all with cortisol shooting through my body as I wait for the moment I find it. I climb up on the couch. I think maybe it's along the like vertical blind behind my curtains. I turn on flash. I lift my camera up like Periscope style. Take a picture. Okay. Because I can't see up there.
Oh God.
I bring the picture down. I scream at the picture itself.
No.
I scream, I can see it. And I go, Chris, can you see it? He goes, no. I show him the picture. And then I look down again. And I realize It's not the roach. It's the hardware at the top of the, thing. Roach is still missing. But to scream at a photo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Suggests a level of disgust. That's why I can't handle it myself. Anyway, I get my food grade boric acid. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, food grade boric acid. It is supposedly non-toxic. It's a dry, it's made of bone or something. I don't know. It's a fossil. It doesn't make sense. Okay, but whatever.
Oh, and they choke on it?
It dries them out. It desiccates them. And
it's a brutal death. It's like how they torture bed bugs. And by torture, I mean kill.
Well.
And death must come for them.
Yes.
I mean.
There are certain things that we must defend against. So I go and grab my dichotomous earth that I, wait. Is it dichotomous earth?
Oh, I've heard about this stuff.
I think it is dichotomous earth. I think they're the same thing.
It's like crushed up bones and then bed bugs. Apparently it works wonders.
Yeah, I think it works on all insects. I get it. I pull out this thing I ordered that's like an accordion that you squeeze and it shoots it out like a powder of dust, you know, so you can kind of get it everywhere. And then I go running around the house like doing this. And then Chris spots it under a shelf and he fucking gets it.
Good.
He fucking got it. I heard him say, quick fucker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So there was like, you know, adrenaline first thing in the morning. There's a cat pissing on my yoga mat and couch outside on the back patio. I've been using this thing called SCOX.
Wait, guess what? I forgot to text you. Yesterday I did 16 minutes of yoga.
Well, grand.
Pilates yoga blend. And I hadn't done anything in so long. Everyone. I mean, it had been.
Yeah.
I did like 10 micro pushups like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
I was like,
So where that's where you just go down an inch?
Yeah. I just kind of did like
panic and come right up.
Yeah. I did a couple
bouncing.
Like, yeah. But, or like I can't go all the way down. But yesterday I said, just do it. And then I immediately did what you're not supposed to do, which is like, I was like, I'm going to do that every single day for 30 days. It's like, just try to do it twice a week, you know?
I know. And yet, I mean, I can't do something twice a week. I can sort of only do it every day or not at all. So
I got to go back.
I mean, do you though?
Yes, because I felt great after. Because also it's very low impact. You know, it's the Melissa Wood thing. So it's like Pilates, breathing, yoga. I call it poga.
Yeah, I was thinking in my head, what is that? I was like, has Kate said poga before?
I have a huge zit brewing under my chin.
Really?
Devastating.
Remember when I had that? Oh my God, it's finally gone. And it was there for like 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Remember I was like, so this is why people lose their shit about, you know, acne. Like I honestly thought it was more of a 3-day thing. Here's an issue. All right, I have a really long list for us today. I'm gonna keep it moving.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
All right, you ready for this? All right.
Yeah.
One. So cat. Yeah, the cat's pissing on my couch. I smell it when I'm doing my Tracy out there.
Oh.
I think it pissed on my literal AirX yoga, like not yoga mat, thick.
Your huge fancy one.
Tracy recommended. I mean, like inside, she uses it, and then inside of the forums, they all recommend it. You know, it's not cheap, folks. And I'm like, all right, I take the risks I take by leaving things out there. So. SCOX.
What the fuck is that?
SCO, SCOEX, I believe is the only thing that will get cat piss truly neutralized. I have tried again and again.
Is that like a, what is that, soap?
It's a spray. You have to mix it at home, which is always, you know, convincing, okay?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like you have to, they send the concentrate or they send the whatever, mix it at home. And they even have a version where there's needles and syringes that you pierce into your carpet.
Whoa.
And go deep. So they're on like another level, and I really believe, and I'm very excited about it. And so I'm going to do that today. I've already laid the mat on my little patio chair, and I'm going to go out there and spritz it. It's going to feel great.
I want to quickly say something that I've been meaning to say for weeks, which is...
Don't make it quick.
So in the world of dish soap, okay?
Yeah.
I just compulsively buy the like green dish soap or whatever, you know?
Seventh gen kind of thing in the supermarket.
Exactly. Something like that. Although apparently they're not even that truly clean. You know, something even more kind of.
It's called greenwashing when they act like it's green, but it's not.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's greenwashing. It's like Myers or whatever. It's like, so I had like Branch Basics in my house, which is like very, very clean. You know, it's like a solution. You dilute it, whatever. So I was operating with these kinds of home cleaning products. I ran out of dish soap. I found in the back of my cabinet a little thing of Dawn, like bright blue.
Oh, wow. Dawn. Here we go. Here we go.
Are you kidding me? I was
you mean
like,
how well it worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I squeezed some Dawn I was moved. And,
yeah,
I squeezed
some tear came
blue
to your
Dawn
eye, yeah.
on a sponge. I go, oh, the scientists in the lab did figure out how to get grease off ducks' backs or whatever. And
well,
the
I was
grease,
just going to, yeah, the oil spill. Make sure everyone knows.
The oil spill. Okay, so
it's there the were most ads. Genius, it's the most genius marketing campaign of all time.
That were like, Dawn, and it was like, all these poor ducks that have been greased up in an oil spill, and it's women, like, I don't know how I'm saying women, but it's like, they're women, and they're washing the oil off the ducks' backs, and it's like, Dawn, and it's, you know, very
I mean,
sweet.
Literally cutting grease.
You know what it's also good for? Getting grease off of a goddamn dish. And I was in there scrubbing away going, oh, baby, I don't care what's in this. Because, yeah. And even the fragrance, which was like, soap. I was like, oh, they're right.
Comforting.
It smells clean. Yeah. I just felt, I was like, and that's, and suddenly there were six sleeping children in my house and I was mom and I had done my, like, I was.
Those supermarket smells.
I was moved. I was completely, because I always like palm olive, I always loved that smell.
Yeah.
But I just, you cannot beat the industry, the industrial soaps, like the poison soaps. I mean,
Well, the question is, maybe it's not even poisonous. You know, sometimes we
I don't
we
know how
just,
bad is it?
It's like, let's take a look. Maybe there's literally no poison in it.
Well,
it's
like, it's poison the way that it's all poison. Like, similarly, you know, with deodorant. Oh, I have a deodorant to talk about, guys. This is huge. This
that
is
works.
Fucking huge. Yeah. Imagine.
No, because you know what? I know that people, you know, it's the same thing every time. We talk about how the natural deodorants don't work. And we get 75 emails.
Okay, this one works.
Recommending natural ones. And I'm like, yeah.
I've spent hundreds over the years on, I remember I bought this one. Some like gorgeous woman once was like, this is what I use. And it's, what's the brand? It's this really nice natural skincare line. And they make this little roller ball of like deodorant oil or something. And I was like, I remember it was $40. It was the size of half my finger. And I went, I'll do anything.
Wait, are you joking? It's that small?
It's so small. It's like a roller of oil.
Almost like those, not like those rolling deodorants in the supermarket, but the roller.
It looks like almost fragrance.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a fragrance roller. $40. Nothing works. Shout out to my cousin Miranda who recommended. So it's called Carpe. It's spelled Carpe. Not an ad, folks. I bought it with my own money. And it's like,
is there an accent aigu?
Industrial strength. What?
Over the E, is there an accent aigu? Or is it carp?
It might be carp.
And you've added a little little pizzazz.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Not sure. But
anyway, go on.
I don't even know. You know, it's a little, you know, the idea is that you're supposed to put it on at night and morning. You know, they're like for 30 days, you know, which I haven't even committed to that. It's fucking working. And guess what? I don't care what's in it, folks.
When you, well, wait, is it, does it promote itself as natural?
No. And God bless them for it.
Oh, so you're just looking for a deodorant that works and you don't care what's in it? Because then welcome to, I got news for you. There are ones in the supermarket.
No, they're not.
You want to hear the most effective and impressive ad campaign maybe of all time?
Okay.
Or line. It's so good they put it on the package.
What?
Mitchum. So effective, you can skip a day.
And I'd like to see you try.
Try it, honey. It works.
I don't know. Carpe is like, it's like one of those things where you pump it up. It's like a cream, sort of, but it's clear. The fear mongering surrounding deodorant.
Right. Well, they continue to say it's not real.
Yeah. And I believe this is like the ways that we just, our parents' wisdom or like our parent like perceived wisdom, we still just want to believe above all. Like my mom was always like, that's not real. There's no studies to prove that. Like you're not going to get cancer from deodorant, like whatever. And then there was something that was released like in the last 2 years that was like, yeah, actually you're fine. Like all this like fear around, which by the way, if I lived like an absolute monk, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I got in my head about the stevia and athletic greens.
By the way, I'm not sure monks inherently automatically use green products. Let's take a minute.
Absolutely.
With that.
No, there are monks using Degree for sure.
I bet you go into this. I can picture it perfectly. Okay. You go to the sanctuary. I can see it so clearly. And it's like beautiful and it's everything you think a sanctuary should be. And then they're like, well, yeah, you need to, okay. You want to leave early. You need to talk to the guy and you go and there's a little office. Okay. And you get a peek of his computer. The head guy, you get a peek. You see a computer. Okay. You see all the classic products just sort of on his desk. Okay, the little bathroom attached to his office. It's
fluoride toothpaste.
Yeah, it's all of it.
No, absolutely. It just is. And yeah, okay. So like, for example, I do Athletic Greens. I really do it like every goddamn day. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's stevia in there. And I'm a little bit like, huh. But see, for example, it's not like I don't consume. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm consuming plenty of shitty things.
What's the issue with stevia specifically?
Just
another, well, you know, it's
just
really
kind of
upsetting.
Like, what is it? Does the body break it down? What?
You know, this realization that as I try to become a god of glucose stability for, you know, energy and mood.
Yeah.
That if something tastes sweet, your brain sends out an insulin response, even if it's not actually
if it's monk fruit.
Something that inherently.
So sweet.
So technically stevia, whatever, that's at least one of these guys claimed. I forget if it was Berg or Hyman. These are the guys that
still ascending it.
So so if you literally can't, so a fake sweetener.
Fuck.
I started using the lumen. It's a whole thing. They sent it to us. I begged and it's, you know, all I do is breathe into my lumen and see if I'm burning what I'm burning. I don't promote these things, but it is a nice piece of tech. I'll tell you that much.
Wow.
Gorgeous, looks beautiful when it's charging. There's a glowing purple ring.
They really have that when things beautifully charging
versus lying on its side.
Honestly, the solar wave, even just the simple glow.
Yeah. God, I need to find my solar wave disappeared into the night. I need it back because the simplicity.
It warms up.
I like not having a, well, no, you do. You are supposed to apply. It warms. It's supposed to warm. That's one of its features. That's not a, like your computer overheating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
If that has freaked you out.
But I feel like it warms when you use the right serum.
Well, technically the microcurrent, right, requires the conductive.
And the conduct. By the way, speaking of microcurrent, guess who fall? I've totally fallen off Zip and I have to get back on.
I know. And as you know, I also purchased the Pure Lift. It was like the biggest thing I've ever purchased.
Whoa.
It was like $500 or something. And
yeah.
Because it really.
How was it? Cranks
it's like intense. Yeah, cranks it. Like your face is flying in various directions. Yeah. Like uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Your like lip lands above your eyebrow and you're like, it's working. So I got that. And then another big ticket item. I mean,
And are you using it?
I'm about to say. And you have not opened it yet. And it's a piece of technology we don't have. This is not doubling
the
up
X.
The tripolar X or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
It's, I forget Isn't which one it laser, is. It's radio though? Frequency. Or, no, you haven't tried that one either. That's a different one.
Oh God.
Okay. That's laser and it hurts. It really hurts.
You did it in the back of my hand and I screamed. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the next day I was like, ow.
But of course it's exciting. Cause you're like, it's a real laser.
It's real.
But the tripolar X, it's a different technology and it warms. It's not just warming, like it's not a heating pad, you know what I mean? But it does a thing, it maps like the temperature and it gets it to the exact temperature or whatever it is that, you know, bet you can guess. Are you ready? Stimulates collagen.
Yeah.
It's the same end.
But I have a question about collagen. Do we just have unlimited amounts of collagen? Because when they're over, you know what I mean? They talk about, oh, it stimulates collagen. I go, so collagen is forever? You can just stimulate that? Do you know what I mean?
No, like, it stimulates it to create it, to produce it. So like
you can just, okay.
As you age, supposedly, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You lose. You stop producing.
You stop producing at the same rate, similar to this, you know, the cellular turnover, the whatever. And so, but anyway, those are the devices I'm really excited about. But how did we get to that? You've been off Zip. I have gotten lazy as well. And for me, it's really about putting on the product that you need to use it. And then knowing that I'm going to have to wash that off if I want to buy all my other products.
Yeah.
Oh, the derma roller. You know, I went for it. I got whatever that one is. Purchased.
Skin Gym.
No.
Oh.
Although Skin Gym
sent us.
So Skin Gym sent us their hyaluronic derma roller thing, but they're disposable. They're one time use because the little needles that are, you know, puncturing your skin are made of hyalurons.
So cool.
They dissolve, okay? So you use it on your skin until the needles dissolve. Like those other little patches, you know, the little patches that like do that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I really like that because you don't have to clean it, right? But I did decide maybe I need the needles. I saw some really impressive 68-year-old woman's like YouTube videos and her results from derma rolling. And I was like, it does make sense.
Wow.
I mean, puncture and insert serum.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it does.
And puncture and stimulate the healing response, whatever. So I got it. My only issue, I drench it in alcohol, rubbing alcohol, right?
Okay.
Before and
after. To sanitize, yeah.
Yeah. And then I lay it down in its little plastic housing.
I'm confused. You bought this from where?
I think I ordered it online.
So it's actual needles?
You know, like a classic, a true derma roller with little needles. I know they scare you. I remember you saying it. Microneedling is, I guess, what it is. And doesn't scare me.
Scares me.
You're scared that you're going to kind of like jostle it.
I'll get like an instant infection and die. Yeah. Or just like hurt myself somehow.
Well, if a tiny like needle pricked you just out in the world or I did it to you, you're not automatically dying of an infection. Do you know what I'm saying? You can have injuries.
That's like how I also can't handle the IV drips, like the vitamin drips at like a smoothie bar. I'm like, oh, I just get staph infection. They're like, oh no, we accidentally hooked her up to the fucking orange juice machine. I don't.
Wheatgrass straight in the arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't think you necessarily need to. I think you can have a certain bar when it comes to who puts a needle in your vein.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not getting an IV done.
I mean, I'm tempted.
At a goddamn juice shop.
I'm tempted, but I don't think you have to do it at the juice shop. I do think there are people you can trust to stick a needle in a vein, but I you know, like.
Freaks me
out. Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. I'm probably a little more comfortable with the thing where they like stab you in the butt.
Oh, the injection. Yeah.
That's just like going into the tissue. Yeah. Veins. I mean, yeah. Veins are a little scary. I'll admit.
Oh, yeah. Don't like it.
But the microneedling is just tiny little whatever. You probably did worse with your St. Ives apricot scrub.
Oh, for sure.
Remember that thing? I mean, it was God to me for all of my adolescence. And then I moved on to more gentle, in some ways, chemical exfoliation.
Of course, chemical exfoliation.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just wrote down my dream, and all I'll say is I walked into a country club kind of space. I just strolled in, and there was a sort of Alzheimer's stricken man, old man, who was like the guy who started the place. Mm-hmm. And he started giving me a tour. There was a pool. There was a lap lane. And then all of a sudden reveals this view of the ocean, and we were nowhere near it. And so I said, whoa. And then people started freaking out because there was fire in the water.
Ooh, there's fire in the water.
You could see it. I mean, is that not wild? And then a huge wave came. It flew over women in sun chairs, but they were still seated in them after it flew over them. And they said, we felt nothing.
That's great.
And then a couple of teen girls, whatever. They gave me some slippers, okay? And I was actually waiting to ask. They gave me some slippers. I was straining my eyes. I didn't want to be too excited, but I was straining my eyes because I thought I saw the word Prada inside of the slippers. And then I got scared that they were giving them to me to trick me so that on the way out of the country club, someone would accuse me of stealing. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Do you wash your pillows? Do you wash your pillows themselves?
Okay, I can't go there.
I'm realizing my bed is a coffin of hell. I'm just like, oh, no.
No, I mean, from now on, I'm sleeping on metal on a metal
copper
pillow.
Not even metal. Copper.
Copper. Okay.
Because copper, like bacteria, like can't live on copper or something. Or a virus can't live on copper. Oh, no.
I mean, you have to let go of that. But I'm worried. I'm only worried about it in the sense of my skin and rolling. I mean, I do not want to be, that feels like it really needs to be clean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, honey.
I wanted to talk about this. Are you ready? The other day, I decided to make a sugar-free cheesecake, you know, which is what led to me reading that it still stimulates and.
You mean the monk, you use insulin. Monk fruit?
No, I use allulose.
I'm always pushing monk fruit on you. Yeah, okay.
Always.
Do you use like cream cheese?
Monk fruit. Oh, yeah. cream Yum. Cheese. I grabbed a clover, whatever, you know, it seemed whatever good. And it was two clovers and one Philly, I won't lie. And whatever, butter, sweetener, lemon juice, and sour cream. You had to whip the sour cream. And I just whipped and whipped and whipped with an electric thing. It never took.
Huh. Never became dense?
Yeah, well, fluffy.
Fluffy,
it never fluffed up and never did the peaks. And I was like, maybe that's a peak. I was like, that's almost a peak when I held up my thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, in it goes. And yeah, it was dense as fuck. It was more like an icebox cake. You throw it in the freezer. So this is no bake. This is the no bake one.
Oh, the no bake. Okay.
Because I was like, I cannot, you know, do the whole baking. I am not jiggling a thing inside of the oven.
To see if it pulled away from the sides of the, the pan. They always promise that. Till it pulls away.
And they're like, it should be a slight jiggle. Like, this is like, that's what's so stressful about recipes. These subjective moments.
Yeah, totally.
Not too blah, 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 but da, da, da.
It was like, yeah.
So I had this moment, and I thought of you, where there was this almond flour crust, okay, that they recommended making and putting on the bottom. Very simple. Almond flour, butter, sweetener, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And nuts, but I don't include those. And I know that there's almond flour in my cabinet, but it's behind about 6 wine glasses, okay, a couple bottles of wine, a thing of olive oil. And I decide against making the crust.
I decide
that a cheesecake that I'm in theory going to be eating nightly for a week.
It's not worth getting.
Will not have a crust.
Because you don't want to get back there.
Because I don't want to have the feel. I don't want to hear the sound of delicate wine glasses clanging as I take them out and set them aside.
I had this realization the other day. Washing dishes. Here's the worst part of washing dishes. How loud it is.
Complete agreement. Okay, it's the clanging of delicate items.
The violence. I'm like, I could handle this if it weren't crashing. How could it happen? Like the pans, best case scenario.
Well, the risk also.
Best case
risk.
Scenario. You've got, let's just say you have two bowls. They're still touching and making sounds. It's loud. The whole operation feels, is so loud.
And the sounds are the sounds of something almost breaking at all times.
Yeah.
Click, click, click. Oh, and also metal falling into a bowl, falling into a plate.
Oh my God. And then stacking it. And let's just say, okay, you've washed them and then you stack them. And then there's a micro movement and they come crashing down. I mean, not, but you know, even the slight, the way the dishes settle on a drying rack is so
precarious.
Terrifying. I guess I'm setting it really precariously. Like people have their little systems.
Well, yeah. I mean,
maybe I just pile it too high.
Well, you know what I'm big on is like, let's say there's a big sink full of dishes, you know, post cooking. Have you ever tried to clean up while you cook? So like, do you take an ingredient out, you use it, you throw it back in where it belongs?
Of course I've tried, Jacqueline.
It's wild.
Of course I've tried.
It almost works sometimes. And it can be kind of ecstatic. It can feel.
Oh yeah. No, when you're doing that, you go, use a dish, clean a dish, use a dish, clean a dish. I mean, it's the thing that, you know, one of those like productivity tips or whatever. It's like, if it takes under a minute, just do it. Like if there's ever anything that's going to take under a minute.
Did I tell you that? Well, because GTD is if it's under 2 minutes, just do it. Sorry, getting things done. David Allen's seminal work.
Under two. Yeah, that makes sense. Because you and I will drop something and go, I'll pick it up later.
Yeah. And, you know, but I think everything's going to be under two, literally. And I've been struggling with that all week. And by the way, you know, I was talking the other week about like how there's the rubber bands on the floor.
Yeah.
You know how people are messy, whatever, clutter. And they're like, but I know where everything is. Like literally I was leaving for a show. Show at Largo, May 23rd. Oh, wait, fuck. What are we in? Yeah. And
I'm May 21st.
You could do a double, imagine, go double to Patreon, then the next night get dinner with a friend, then the third night come see mine. That's a 3-day experience. You know what we should do? We should have you and me should have dinner at a restaurant the night between the two shows.
Well, don't go tempting me with all I could ever want.
I mean, I meant as a promotional thing. Then everyone goes to the restaurant, celebrates you and looks forward to me. I'm like, can't find my rubber bands, can never seem to, they're just never wherever they're, you know. And I'm like, I got to go and I need a rubber band for my show. And in my head, I'm like, there's a green one on the floor near my chair in the living room. And like, I like ran to get it. It's like, Chris, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to get a rubber band and a hair band. And I knew it was there and I felt kind of like, hey, it works.
And it was on the floor.
Yeah, in that specific spot. I was like,
eventually I want to do a deep dive into mitochondria.
Well, I got MitoPure. I paid through the nose.
The hell is that?
I was deeply convinced by whatever I saw on Instagram. It's some like cranberry powder based, which I know instantly sounds like nothing. Oh God, you know what happened to me?
What?
In like a technically like business setting.
Yeah.
A professional setting where I'm trying to prove myself. You know how you're always like, mitochondria like gets me hard or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
How you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it slipped in as language of friends do. It flew out of me like in a meeting. But here's, no, that's not what happened. It's worse. It started to fly out of me, right? I panicked, felt it coming, but had already begun the sentence. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. It was the end of a call. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that makes me. Or no, I was like, yeah, that's. And I was like, sexy. It's humiliating.
Oh, I'm honored.
And then I tried to immediately explain. I said, Berlant did this.
I have an update, which is that last week I was talking about Mother Wolf, the restaurant. And okay.
Did you bring a bottle to the kitchen?
I remember I was able to obtain the private cell phone number of the manager who gave it to me. Anyway, the point is I get the reservation. I'm thrilled. I'm going. I'm sitting at the table with my friend. I see the manager who I texted for the reservation floating by.
Are you going to give the true or do you create a substitute name?
No, I think it's fine.
All right.
And so I see him. I go, okay, I have to make contact. I almost feel like he like looks at me but doesn't look at me. It was alarming. And then
he's nagging you.
Yeah, yeah.
In the way only a manager of a restaurant can.
So I'm convinced his name is Greg. And I check my phone before I look because I had it in my phone. And I go, okay, his name's Greg. He goes flying by. I go, oh, Greg. He stops. He comes over and he goes, it's Gary.
Oh, Jesus.
All the work, Jacqueline.
Well, you texted me this.
Sending drafting texts to send him to ask for the table reservation.
I know.
Thinking, okay, here's what's going to happen. I mean, hello, I almost brought a bottle of Amaro to him, which would have been humiliating. He would have probably spit in my face.
Because he would have said, Greg, a bottle of Amaro.
He goes, it's Gary. I go, oh my God. We're just talking about someone named Greg. And so I went, we were just talking about Greg. And then I looked at him, I go, you don't want to be that guy. I go, you do not want to be the Greg I was just talking about. I do a full lie.
No, like you were just like, you keep talking because you're waiting for your heart rate to go down. So you just keep telling a story. You're like, I need to keep talking because I my face is plastered. And it's, you know what I mean? Oh, Jesus. You're lucky you're not Greg. You're lucky you're not Greg.
You want me?
Well, you know what? So you know what is one of the biggest bullshit things? Believe me.
Yeah.
So like classic would be like me arriving late, you know, with a huge Dunkin' Donuts coffee to class, right?
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
whatever in 12th grade, okay? Yeah. And I roll in and it's like
You do not
know why. You do not want to hear why I'm like this is trust me. You just want to leave this one be. And it's like anytime you're like,
yeah,
no, I wasn't talking about, I wasn't talking about you. I'm not going to tell you what I was talking about. Jeez, it's like such a technique. Because if you had it, you'd tell.
Or another one is, I'm not even going to bore you with what happened.
Oh, that's
but
genius.
Let's just say, I had a morning.
Let's just say, wow.
Okay. Listen. I'm not even.
That's good.
Where was I? Oh my God. Okay, this is fun. I texted you about this. Where I was running to a friend's really nice birthday dinner. Okay.
Oh,
the dinner was at 8 o'clock. I did the thing where I found myself somehow unable to pick an outfit, you know, right. And then I throw on something. I go, you have to leave now. I decided to do the responsible thing and lift because I'm terrified of driving even after 1.5 drinks, you know.
Me too. It's zero.
So I get the lifts coming. I had a small amount of a Rose Los Angeles delicious edible.
Wow.
And I get in the car and then I'm like stoned, but like in a really kind of nice, gentle way. But I'm feeling like my hair is partially wet. The wind is in my hair. My Lyft driver is like a, you know, I don't know, 26-year-old white guy with like kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. Just like woven jewelry. Like, I don't know. He's and okay. Chanting music, blasting in the Lyft. Like, But it's kind of gorgeous.
Wow, they really like to. I know, but they really like
be
to
like step into my
have
world.
A concept.
Yeah.
I do find that a little interesting.
And I run up to the car, and I have like a birthday present in my hand. And I'm like, sorry. Let me just make sure I have my phone. I'm so frantic. So I was getting the lift where I was supposed to be. Like the dinner was at 8. I was going to arrive at 7, like 59, like exactly. Okay. So I was like, I'm going to be okay.
Dinner.
I hate being late.
Yeah.
So we're in there, the chanting. I'm kind of stressed out a little bit. I'm like, he's really going fast. And his car is like a tin can. Okay. So I'm like rattling. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is the surrender. I mean, this is what Lyft is. You have to surrender to someone, to a stranger's madness. It's like completely crazy.
Yeah.
Which is what I like to drive, and I like to drive myself because I'm just like, who is this person? It's absolutely terrifying. Anyway. He's weaving wildly, the chanting music loud, the wind blasting in my hair. I'm triangulating my location.
Sounds ecstatic. You're triangulating your location?
It's and then I all of a sudden it goes 8:05. Triangulate might not be the right word, but I'm like, okay, I'm 5 minutes late.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, got it. You know, I text my friend. I'm like, I'm going to be 5 minutes late on purpose. You know, I'm like, oh God. We're zooming. I can't describe this, but I'm looking.
I instantly thought you meant a Zoom call, but anyway, go on.
Oh, yeah. I have to describe this. So we're zooming down the street, moving quite quickly. I passively am glancing out the window. Somehow I managed to lock eyes with a man who's on the street. Like it was kind of unimaginable. How could it happen? Because it's like he happened to look up at the moment that I happened to.
It's amazing.
We lock eyes. Jacqueline, he does this crazy gesture, kind of a point at me, this like very deliberate point gesture, which I immediately interpret as like he's placed like a hex on me.
A poog fan?
No. I saw it as a spell. It was like the way he did it. I can't describe. You have to understand these like milliseconds passing. It was like driving, looking at. Somehow we lock eyes. Instantly,
crazy.
He does
gesture.
This hand motion, and I go, and that was the moment my life took this turn. Right? I mean, I was, and again, I was like a little bit stoned. I was like, well, that's the moment that it all changed. Like I was like, it felt so deliberate.
Change for the negative?
Well, I interpret it negative, unfortunately. I started, and then I was like, oh God, it felt like a hex.
Yeah, hex.
Looks
yeah.
like I was fine.
Although if you're zooming down the street, I must say, I don't think you've done anything to this person to inspire a hex.
No. I know. It felt so, the way that we locked eyes, it felt so crazy. And I just want to say that I overdid it. So we arrive there. It's 8:04. So I'm really fine.
Okay. Right. I won't bore you with the fact that I was hexed.
Yeah. but I'm getting out of the car. I don't need to do this. I go, cool music. I go, oh God, Jack. And I go, I really needed it.
No.
I go, it's worse. I was really, what's the word I use? I was like, I was really high strung. I really needed it.
Why did you need to perform that for that man?
Why am I doing that? I know. Why am I doing that?
Like, what did? Because I don't see you as that. So I'm wondering psychologically.
It was
why.
Unusual. It was like, I don't know what.
You're not some pacifier of, you know.
Of men. No.
Men at all times. Like, God, where did that shit fly out of me recently? I'm trying to think where. God, it's easy. It's like, I feel again like it's buying time. Like even a few seconds. Like you're in a state of panic that someone has spoken to you or something. Did he say a single word on your way
out?
So
he was very quiet in a way that I almost.
Five stars would be great. Thanks.
Yeah.
You get that sometimes?
No.
Oh, it's a thing. It's like.
They say it. I've heard that it's nice to go. I'm going to give you 5 stars when you leave like a Lyft.
I think I'm going to give you is a little too.
Yeah, a little rude.
About you. I think it's you go 5-star ride. Like just to give him the peace that you're going to. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I once got into a thing. I told you about this where the guy was falling asleep. I know I've talked about this on Poog. I had to because it was a huge moment.
Yes. No, yes. I think it's worth revisiting. Yeah. You had the courage.
Hi. I was like, are you falling asleep? Because by the way, I was like, I understand. Like if you're really tired, you just have to I was like, that's totally okay. But like, you have to tell me. And like, you can't, you know, I have to get out if you're that tired. And then
I got it, man.
Yeah. He got defensive and kind of, and by the way, I didn't say it immediately. There was one time I was like, are his eyes closed? And I was like, maybe he's looking at his phone. I don't know. But then it happened where the light changed and he didn't see it. And I was like counting seconds. I was like 1, 2. And then finally a car honked behind us. And that's what like his eyes opened and we went. And I was like, Kate, I was like, this is the moment. Like it's your fucking life in this person's hand. I didn't get out. So I called him out. And the next night I go, hi, if honestly, and he's like, no, da da da. We kind of get into it. I'm like, I mean, I just saw you.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you have to. Okay, here's what's crazier. I go, oh my God, this is so wild. I go, I just lost someone to a car accident. So you have to tell me.
You have this willingness. You know, you always go there, right? You go, well, weren't you going to say in the line when the people weren't wearing the COVID masks with me, you were going to say we both have cancer or something? Yeah. I'm always intrigued.
And that's a hex, you mean? Like by saying it, you will it or something? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Okay.
I guess. But
because I can't think like that. Because I thought like that for so long. Yeah. If I said
Well, right. It's if illness becomes power. If illness becomes power, right? Like if the only way you feel agency to get out of a sleeping car, you know, sleeping man's car, right, is if someone has died in your life, then arguably you require, you know, just on a deep level, right? Those things happen. So I'm always, I mean, to me, it's the same thing as the like, and he murdered her on Mother's Day. It's like the crime is the same.
Yeah.
Like
I know.
You don't need someone to have died, but yet we feel, I mean, it's
I thought that was a thing that's going to make him go. Oh, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
She's not an asshole. It's going to like the idea. I think it's like, you think it's going to neutralize his feelings that you're like a bitch who would prefer a driver that wasn't sleeping.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's grieving. Yeah.
I struggle with it.
Anyway, I just want to say that I brought it up and then he was like, da da. And then he goes like, he starts talking about the stars and he's like, are you going to give me like less stars?
Oh my God. How about 5 stars if you pull over and let me out? You might have had to, I mean, barrel roll out.
You know what's crazy? I think I gave him 5. No, I didn't give him 5 stars. But I didn't. But it is like uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, here's this like brutally over like worked person. And I'm like, 2 stars, asshole. You know, but it's like, you know. Oh, anyway, I got there.
I told this on Poop when I was on that tour bus and I was just really freaked out by lying down in a bus without a seatbelt. Just really freaked me out, that feeling. And then I emerge and it looks to me like we're weaving kind of like in and out of the lines mm-hmm. of the highway at night. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's like sort of like when you have the road all to yourself at 3 a.m. It's sort of like you don't have to quite take those turns quite as sharply, right?
Yeah.
You kind of like keep it straight, keep it smooth. But then I become convinced that he's sort of dozing. Then I become convinced, remember, that he's masturbating up there. And so then I start in with you. Okay, I start in with him.
Yeah.
Okay, and I go, you're like, need some coffee? Making some for myself.
No.
I have a real problem with slipping into accents and characters to try to, quote, get out alive. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like it becomes like, I guess that's my version. I mean, I guess the same thing, right?
Yeah,
it's like, this is I mean, it's the same thing as I just lost. Well, it's just also say you, I just lost someone. I just lost someone to. There's something very like.
I've done that before. I feel like I've done that before too. Wait, when's it? Yeah,
like
that's
lost someone
so fun.
To is language of like, it's like cliched or like acceptable language around death, right?
Oh, I have found this sometimes in a lift of like, I've had the experience where I get in the lift with like with another woman and there's like a driver and you can tell he's like, I'm gonna give these girls the ride. You know what I mean? I just feel like they're like, oh, this is their big moment to be such big bad boys on the road. Look at me go. Look girls. At me go, girlies. And one time there was a guy doing that. He like cranked the radio. I was like, yeah, can you slow down? And I did it because it pissed me off because it was like a full peacock attempt.
No, it's disgusting.
Like I'm in the back and I go, oh my God. Oh, like I'm going to be like, stop driving so fast. I'm going to start jerking off wildly in
right.
the back seat.
He thinks you're bouncing around on your own genitals, giggling. He's going to fly over the speed bump. You're going to bounce down like and sort of like, and like, oh my God. Like, are you a race car driver, sir? Like, this is just the start to the night. You know what?
Oh.
We're going out, as you know, based on our destination. Would you come along? No, it's disgusting.
Oh,
and also,
well,
you know what? You know, my cousin Jack tells this story about like, the discomfort of speaking up.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've probably told this on Poog. but the absolute discomfort of speaking up. And this was like, he might have even been like in high school or something. I don't know. But someone was driving and he's in the backseat and he feels like his life's at risk. Okay. Bye. And so what flies out of his mouth, and this is like the thing where you sort of don't use your own language somehow.
Yeah.
What flew out of his mouth is, yo, could you slow down, dog? You know what I mean? Like it's like you've never said dog in your life.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh God, no. You know what happened to me in New York City like 15 years ago? Okay. It was like walking down the street. I panic when some guy tries to like sell me weed. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, could that have been New York? But it was definitely a city. And I go something like, oh no, wait, it doesn't make sense. I was going to say, I was like, maybe it was that he asked me if I had some.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish, man. I wish. And then tap dance away. and then I spend two more blocks walking, trying to walk as if I'm someone like walk in a way that someone who wishes they had weed might walk. And then turn a corner and decide like the show's over.
And you draw. Oh my God.
Well, interactions with neighbors is a real trigger to character action. Yeah.
Also, do you have the thing where I have a neighbor who's like half a block down from me? We always say hi, how are you doing? Oh, it's a hot one, whatever.
Yeah.
It's too much time has passed where I don't know his name. So to at this point go.
Totally.
Right? Because like the third friendly interaction, you go, hey, by the way, I'm Kate. By the way, I could still do that. But it feels like so much time has passed that now.
I know. And yet.
Should I do it?
I think it's acceptable because here's a way.
Yeah.
You go, I'm not sure I've told you my name. Okay, here's why.
Yeah, I'm auditioning it.
Okay, but by the way, I'm Kate. Okay, here's what it is. You're putting the blame on yourself and you're not telling him that you don't know his name. Okay?
But for him
to not reply with his own name at that moment would be
no, he will.
Evidence of psychosis.
I think what I would do is just go, I'm Kate, by the way.
I think that was a beautiful idea, but I thought
it's so
you weren't
hard.
You weren't pleased with it.
These lessons that ostensibly you learn in preschool, kindergarten, we're still learning them.
They don't take. Actually, I don't recall being taught that, frankly. I don't recall being taught that anyone.
I wasn't taught that. There should be a month on introductions. There should be a month on how to walk into a room and say hi. There should be a month on introductions.
Yeah, a month each. Yeah. Yeah, the curriculum is grossly out of balance.
Like, there should be a month on introductions. A month on
the idea of an emotion at all. Practicing store interactions. Why not?
There should be a little store you go into. There's absolutely. There should be mock store.
The greatest thing in fourth grade they had us do. It was like a unit and it went on for months. And it was like probably 3 days. You know what I mean? I remember it as months. We created a colonial village inside of our classroom.
Uh-huh.
It was built with wood. Like separate stores. Okay.
Fully. Whoa, cute.
Okay. There were cabinet makers, bakers, you know, like, cobblers, whatever.
Yeah. Locksmith.
I was a cabinet maker. Yeah. Or no, iron, what are they called? Blacksmith. Oh, is that what you just said?
I said
blacksmith.
Yeah.
You said locksmith.
Okay. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, all right. I said locksmith.
I was a cabinet maker. Okay. And we made these, like, we worked with wood. We saw, you know, and then we would do trades with the other, get a baked good from, it was ecstasy.
Yeah. Mm. That's so fun. God.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast.
to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident, drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I installed my Burrow shelves. You can see them in the back. And this is another thing like the wine glass. Okay, my Burrow Index shelves are, you know, really exciting, frankly.
They're beautiful. You sent me a picture, yeah. It was a gift, to be clear.
And I was afraid, yeah. And they're sturdy, they're heavy, okay? And I was doing things that were so dangerous. So like the way I set out to do a project is not, I do not prepare in that way of lay out all your ingredients, lay out all your tools.
Yeah,
I find
yeah.
the one tool I need, I get up on the ladder, whatever, well, chair first. I never get a ladder until I'm absolutely sure it's necessary.
Okay, Yeah.
Okay, so I'm standing on the two arms of a chair.
I overly step ladder.
Actually, I have a technique. Really?
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
My fear of falling.
Yeah. Well, my big one is like, because sometimes, you know, I don't have faith that.
It is crazy that we can't just pop up in the air. Like just yeah. the fact that like it really
it's
is like
3 feet hover.
The laws of gravity have never been more apparent than when you're ascending a ladder. It's like, I just have to reach that cabinet. I can't just do a little.
Do you dream about either flying or floating or anything of that nature?
Flying rarely, but sure.
I have a lot of dreams where I go, where it's sort of about willing myself upward, floating. And I'll go like, oh, right, this is that thing I can do. And I go and I will myself. I'm like, and I like, I go up and it's sort of like, and if I lose the sort of confidence, I start to sort of float down. But I go, no, I got this. And I can bring myself back up.
Whoa. Yeah.
So I'm doing one tool at a time. The drill thing I'm using is completely entwined in the ladder. Yeah. And yet I'm.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the ultimate example. Are you ready? I get my little Black & Decker little drill, right?
Yeah.
Screw, right?
Yeah.
And it's not charged, okay?
Oh, God.
And I will not charge and wait. I've decided to do this. So instead what I do is I plug it in. And every time I plug it in for...
You get a little crank?
15 yeah. seconds. I get...
Yeah.
I proceeded to install an entire shelving unit with a 3 second at a time. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So I would get it in. And then I'd go get the hand screwdriver and do the rest. Okay? I did things like the following. There was a moment where I balanced... lifting it up in the air and not wanting to like call for help or whatever, where I balanced the shelf. I'm holding it with two hands and then I balance it on my chin. Not only on my chin. It was like a tripod situation.
Like a seal. Okay?
But I am fully using my chin as one of the three and I go up a ladder like that. The risks I take.
Oh my God. And you installed it and it looks great.
I mean, I know. And there were a couple moments where this happens every fucking time. With my like mechanical work where, well, there's two things. There's this principle that I experienced. This happened yesterday. I was hanging like these leather blinds. It was like, I'll go, okay, this isn't the right way to do this. So, you know, I'm tying something together with a wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with a cheap wire. And I go, this isn't the right way to do this. So I got to really tie it tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, this is like not safe. So I got to do it that way. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, 10 minutes later, whatever, I realize it's totally the wrong way to do it. And then there I am undoing my wire and experiencing the hell of the strength I created. Do you see what I'm saying? So building things is this series of me trying to make something really strong and then having to undo the work.
Oh, and then you're trapped. Yeah.
I'm trapped by my own
competence.
Like how tightly I wound it.
Yeah. Fuck.
I don't know. It just keeps coming up for me as a dynamic. God, I'm a bore. God, I'm a bore.
That's interesting. No, no. Oh. How dare you? Now I'm doing what you always do to me, which I'm like, that's really profound.
Yeah, it's a feeling. Oh. I was on like Sephora or something and I was looking for this Tarte product because I saw in Skin School that it had a similar makeup to P50 or whatever, 1970. And so I'm on, I'm going, let's check out the Tarte product. I go in and I'm scrolling through the reviews. I search, my eyes are skimming for the word Holy Grail.
Yeah.
You know, like they call it that.
Mm.
Like on Sephora forums, they're like HG.
For a really good thing. Oh, I don't know that.
They're like,
that.
This is an HG for me. This is a Holy Grail product for me. Yeah.
Oh,
they're like,
damn.
It's very appealing. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm scrolling for that. And I see people going like it smells disgusting. Okay. And
good
I literally
sign.
Thought in my head, loser.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
You loser.
What do you need? Cucumber? Yeah, mojito?
Yeah, you're here for
fragrance?
You're here for a mojito on your face. It's called efficacious ingredients.
By the way, if it smells good, run.
Run.
Unless it's, you know, I guess essential oil.
If it smells bad, guess what? They wouldn't put it in there unless it worked.
Well, exactly. That's the biology.
If I were selling a product, if I were selling crap, if I were selling just something that didn't work, I'd throw in like the scent of vinegar and like.
So true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just to give it that medical tinge.
Like those salami smelling ferulic acids. I'm talking about, they smell like meat. It's
whoa. I have something that I want to ask the poo community, which is a mascara that's not going to drop down. And do you know what I mean? Like the mascara that I found that will not, the mascara that doesn't flake off or stain under the eye.
I have mascara visible. I don't know if you can see from two nights ago, and I've washed my face every time. Oh no, I didn't the first night.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. So I have to say, there was a Dior mascara that they discontinued that I loved.
Show?
It was a Dior show. It was like one of them.
Are you impressed I knew?
Yeah, it's gone forever or something. I really like the Glossier mascara. It's a great subtle daytime, but it's completely unbuildable. You cannot build on it.
Wait, is that the same? Oh no, I'm thinking of who makes Lash Slick?
Yeah, that's Glossier. Glossier?
Because I used that the other day. It's unclear. Okay, wait, maybe we just call it gloss.
We've never known. Yeah.
I used it the other day, and I'm all about thick and goopy, like, mascara generally. Buildable. Like, yeah. I don't even care if it looks, like, crusty. Like, yeah. But the other day, in a pinch, I threw on Lash Slick for some scenario, and I was like, this actually looks like I'm not wearing it, and I'm getting away with murder.
No, I know.
Because I'm like, they're darker.
It's a
like
great daily mascara. It's a great, and it does not flake off or stain under the eye, right? But it's very subtle. And so I really want a mascara. It's going to just fucking do it. Because the last couple of mascaras that I've purchased or have been, I'm sorry, but kindly sent to us, I'm like, oh, cool. So 2 hours later, I have a black eye.
Like, I guess it happens with like the mascara I've really enjoyed for stage, okay, for the last like 2 years, which suggests I should probably get a new one, is the Milk Kush. Really thick.
I do.
Mascara.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, here's a question though.
I think that one bled a little for me though, but
no,
it's great.
No, I think it does.
But it looks amazing when you put it on.
Yes. And so maybe we need
same
to be.
Same with Tarte. Same with Ilia. I'm sorry.
Well, what about, you know who I had a lot of success with for like years?
Huh.
Benefit.
Ooh, I would go back in a heartbeat. I would love to.
Benefit had like the one called like, I can't, like they're like Saks. Oh, Better Than Saks.
Yeah, it's like
one,
short.
And then
it's like short. Yeah.
They have a few and they're all pretty. Actually, I almost don't buy Benefit because I can't decide between their three because they all look so compelling.
Mm.
There's one called like Buxom, or is that a different brand? But here's my question, Kate. What's the formula and what's the brush?
Here we go.
This is a serious question.
Here we go.
What's the spoolie? I panic when it's too, when it almost just feels like a plastic wand.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I want some bend. I want some brushes. Yeah. I want like a toilet bowl cleaner.
I want density. Yes, exactly. I also want that in a brow like pomade.
Well, you know what's really good news too? I'm going to fully, for a future episode, but it's finally time. I'm going to go to an eyebrow person.
Well,
I haven't touched my brows in years. I want some shaping. It's time.
In college, I don't touch mine either. But in college, I remember I heard that there was this woman that was like the woman who understood brows, and that brows are the one thing that, you know, frames your face. And if you get them right, you know,
you're set for life.
And so I was like, I'm growing like everything out. Like, I am letting the fucking waxing that whatever was last, like getting everything and letting it be long enough that like some dormant hair is going to fly. And I'm going to give her a full canvas. And I went in and she was like appalled.
No.
Like she was not, I was like, I know I grew them out like for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was devastating. But my big thing is, you know this, you know all this, these things where they go, you know, where you put a thing on your.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure.
In the corner of your nose and you go up around the iris and then like that's where the
where
peak
it should go.
Be.
Yeah.
And I like tried this because that's not where my peak is. I tried this one day, like basically like covered the entire brow, okay, with like foundation or something.
Just to see what it would look like.
Let's take away my brow.
Yeah.
And try the method
and
see what comes in. And I was like, fuck.
You looked gorgeous.
I was like, this changes everything and I don't know how I'm going to achieve it. Because I'm not in the mood to have to plaster it.
No, I have such like root trauma of my mom being like, talking to you in my brows and being like, yeah, the arch should be there or something. Not in like a critical, cruel way, but her just being like, you should do this. And it was like, well, I can't.
I know.
Like, I know the art should be there.
Well, I've been like, do I put a little peak on there? Do I put a little, like, can I? I think I have an eyebrow pencil. Like, can I
eyebrow
get
makeup.
It? If it goes up here, I remember the first time, like, there was like a dance I was going to and I went to the makeup counter and they were like, your brow is like number one. If you can do nothing, if you could put no makeup on other than brow, biggest effect.
Well, shit. I agree. Brow and mascara.
Yeah. If you could only have one.
For the day makeup. I mean, there you go. I'm excited to go put on some brows, actually. And talk about Glossier. Boy brow. I mean, forever. And the brush is small enough.
You know what I'm so irritated by? I just want to hit a few things.
Yeah.
Tired of just searching the things that I'm interested in. Okay. And the articles are this. You know, I tried soap brow, so you don't have to. Okay. I tried the higher dose sauna or whatever.
For
you know.
7 days. Yeah.
Yeah, for 7 days. And then you click on through. And I know I've bitched about these endings of these articles before. Because they're like, can you burn 600 calories by lying still watching television inside of a sauna? Then they take us through. I did this. I did this. Here are the claims, which I've already read on the site of the actual product.
Yeah.
And then they go, did it actually burn the calories? And da-da-da. Hard to say. But I was pretty. I had a nice afternoon in the sauna. It's this sort of hard to say.
Yeah, yeah. It's always that couldn't quite tell you.
And then they give you nothing. And then my other recent sort of thing has been annoying me in television and film. And I'm curious if this is real, like if you do this, okay? People are constantly shutting laptops as the way of ending whatever they're doing on a laptop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So someone comes to the room, laptop shuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now one, you see this when it's something they want to hide.
Yeah.
And I'm going, welcome to the next time you open your laptop.
And the porn's blasting at full volume or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever it is, you're just setting yourself up. People are not closing. Now, I don't close windows, whatever. I leave my laptop open at all times to the point of devastation.
Yeah.
I just don't feel safe with it closed. I'm like, there's things happening. I've downloaded things. Things are happening.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just like, I find it.
The elves.
I find it. Yeah. I see it. I'm irritated. It's always like, you know, the teenager on the bed or. And the moment you close your laptop, you're going to forget what's up there.
Yeah.
So you're just setting yourself up.
Totally.
I'm just, that's been, also, you ready for this one? I noticed in movies where like the family has a new house, sometimes haunted, whatever, but they arrive, you know, they drive up, they pull in. Okay. Okay. The parents get out of the car. The kids get out of the car. They go running into the house ahead of their parents.
In excitement. Yeah.
Okay. And
who's unlocking the door?
Yes. And but here's even more. Well, there's two pieces. First, they go running in. I'm like, if me and my parents, and we moved into the house, we moved into it like two. So, you know, this wasn't a question.
Yeah.
But if my parents like were like moving us and we moved into a house, I would assume that we hadn't seen it as the kids. Yeah. That's the implication in these movies. Okay. Okay. My parents get out of the car. I am waiting for them to have, because it's their right to present it to us.
Right.
They fucking bought it, whatever, right? Okay, they fucking laid down the 10% or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I would wait for them to go. Again, it's like the tearing through Christmas presents. You know what I mean? It's disgusting. And then are you ready for this? I call this room.
Yeah.
That's how it's getting decided?
Yeah, I know.
The idea that the parents wouldn't have discussed, well, there's two rooms. And one's over here.
Yeah, of course. It's a huge debate.
In advance.
So, all right, let's wrap things. It up. We have to go, and I have to pee so badly. So, let's just wrap it up.
Well, I just want to say, I've been seeing people waxing their nose hairs in this day and age. Are you kidding?
Yeah, we texted about this.
With viruses, you need your nose hairs, folks.
You need your nose hairs. They're there for it's an evolutionary gift, the nose hairs that keep out viruses, that keep out particles. That's what eyelashes are for.
All of it.
Things out of your eyes. Even eyebrows, I think, are.
I do as well.
We evolved those to like keep things
out
of your eyes.
And I also intend to revisit Mousse as a curl product. Everything else is too heavy.
Jacqueline, are you ready for this?
Yes.
I used Mousse last night for the first time
in 92,
and I was on my knees.
Yeah,
Bumble and Bumble. It was like the curl, like BB curl Mousse, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And my hair loved it, folks.
See, it's whipped. It's full of air.
It's whipped as hell. I loved it. It's Julia. It's what? Complete Julia Roberts. And I would like to announce to the group. I think everyone remembers. I of course purchased at full price and then returned the Dyson hair dryer. Yeah. I was not impressed. And I did it. I repurchased a new DevaCurl brand. They did not send me one despite my begging. Hair dryer. And I have to say something.
They've been too big for too long. They don't feel they need you.
And I love it. I love it way more than the Dyson clocks in at close to $500. The DevaCurl is $150 and infinitely better. I was like, that's how you do it, guys. But I have to say my old like 10 plus year old hair dryer
might still be
I
the
think
best.
Is like it's what it's so powerful that I think it must be dangerous
the 1800
because the new one yeah, the new one is like, it worked with the job, but I was like, oh, this isn't blasting me the way my old one is.
Google the yellow bird.
It's like an illegal hair dryer.
Or whatever it's called.
I'm going to go research it.
All right. Talk to you soon. I love you.
Love you so much.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.